And we're good.
Thank you. We are good to go.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:01 p.m. on Thursday, May 7th, 2020. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. I am Commissioner Brian Crashus, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we do have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments, Commissioner Fedorchak.
No comments for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Christman?
No, sir. Thanks, so.
All right. There's one agenda item, and I will get right into that. I move the commission issue an amended notice of hearing in Northern States Power Company, Advanced Credits, 98.9 Mower County Wind Facility Application, case number PU-19-310.
Second.
Okay, this is an amended notice of hearing, as mentioned. This is being amended due to the COVID-19 situation and restrictions on public gatherings. We are able to hold the hearing remotely as a result, and the hearing itself will begin on May 22nd, 2020 at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Daylight Time. And public input will be received by the commission into the record for consideration. And as a part of this, written input can be submitted and received by the commission beginning on May 22nd, 2020, and through June 1st, 2020, via email at ndpsc@nd.gov. And again, this is similar to several other instances where we have held hearings remotely, again due to the current health situation, and conducted the hearings remotely, telephonically, as well as the commissioners appearing and representatives of the company and any other parties who are a part of the hearing to be seen via video conference. So we do need to notice the change, and that is what we're doing with this order. Commissioner Fedorchak, any comments?
No comments.
Commissioner Christman?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify. You provided a lot of detail there, which was important and needed to be. But am I right in just assessing this in this way? This was previously noticed at a time when we thought the hearing would be in the commission room and open to the public by people showing up. And really the only change here is to re-notice it to make it clear that it will be held remotely and provide the access information for people. Is that really the essence of the change here?
Yes. Technically, it is now a remote hearing versus a physical hearing. It's not a significant, well, it's significant in some respects, but because we can no longer hold it in the hearing room, it now is going to be held remotely. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you for clarifying.
Steve, I don't believe we have any other comments. I believe we would be ready for a vote.
We have a motion and a second. And sensing there is no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay, and I don't have anything else for the good of the order. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Nothing more for me, sir. Thank you.
Commissioner Christman?
Did you need to have someone sign for you?
Yes, that is a good point. Who would you like to designate?
I'm here. I'll sign my own.
Oh, that is right.
I'll have Shelley sign for me, please.
Okay, and I will designate John Hamrick, please. Okay. Seeing no other business before us at this point in time, this special meeting is now closed and adjourned. Thank you, everyone.